Hello, thank you for calling the Roundup Helpline. My name is Harold. Am I speaking with Brian?
Yes.
Hey, Brian, how are you doing today?
Good. How about yourself?
I can't complain. Cannot complain. It's Good Friday. So, I do want to let you know we are on a recorded line just for quality assurance purposes. Have you found an attorney to help you file your claim?
No, not yet.
And were you or a loved one diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
Yes, I was.
I'm sorry to hear that. And can I ask you, did you yourself spray Roundup?
Yes, I did.
How many years would you say you sprayed Roundup in your lifetime?
I used it for about 7 years.
7 years. Now, in those 7 years, how many times would you say you actually, used it, if you had to estimate?
Probably like 2 or 3 times a month.
Two or three times a month, okay. And let me ask you, do you have your medical records that show the diagnosis?
I don't right at the moment, but I can get them.
Let me ask you, are they like in your house, like something like that, or are they at like hospital? Hello, Brian, you there?
Hello, did I lose you?
Yep, can you hear me now? Hello?
Hello.
Hello. Can you hear me, Brian? Hello?
Hello.
Hey, Brian, can you hear me? Can you hear me,
Okay,
Brian?
yeah, there you go.
Can you hear me? You can hear me now?
Yep, I can hear you now.
Perfect, perfect.
Yep.
All righty. I'm not too sure. I did send you a text as well, just in case, I did lose you. That 949 number, I just sent you a text on. That's my direct line, okay?
Okay.
And so for the medical records, are they at like your house in a storage unit, or are they at like the hospital?
I would say the hospital. I mean, it's been a long time, so yeah, I mean,
When
but
were you?
I'm sure they got them at the hospital.
Gotcha. Okay. When were you actually diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
July of 2011.
And how old were you when you were diagnosed?
Was 47 or 48 or so.
748. Okay. And those medical records, they're at the hospital, correct?
Yes.
Okay. All righty. Would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Roundup lawsuit?
Sure.
Okay. And are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not signed any documents relating to Roundup?
Yes.
Okay. And have you only had one diagnosis of non-Hodgkin lymphoma, or were there ever any recurrences?
No, I was completely free of all the cancers and stuff after chemo and radiation and stuff. So,
Congratulations. Yeah, congratulations on that. I bet it feels, amazing. Big difference. Big difference.
yeah, definitely.
That's great. How long have you been in remission? How long have you been cancer free?
Well, so it was September of 2013, so I don't know how many, is
So
it 11 years?
about 11 years. Yeah. Wow. Congratulations. That's huge. Do you have the
Thank you.
property address that you used it?
Excuse me?
The property address that you actually sprayed Roundup?
Yeah, it was 5225 West Dorothea Avenue in
5225
Visalia, California.
West.
Dorothea Avenue
Could you spell that?
in Visalia, California. Dorothea.
TH.
EA.
And that's Vasilio at 93277.
Yes, that's correct.
Perfect. Okay. And do you know of any colleagues, neighbors, or family members who also sprayed Roundup?
I don't.
It's completely fine. And then you said you sprayed Roundup for about 7 years, right?
Yep.
Okay, and you said you did that about two times a month, so for about 7 years.
What was that?
You did it, you sprayed about two times a month for 7 years,
Hello.
correct? Can you hear me?
Did I lose you again?
Can you hear me now? Hello?
Hello.
Can you hear me? Hello? It come back now? Can
Hello.
you hear me now? Hello? Hello?
Okay, there you are. Can
You can hear me now?
you hear me?
Yep, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Okay. All right, I'm not too sure what's
Yep.
going on. I've never had this problem. I don't know if it's my
Yeah,
mic or
that's weird.
do I sound fine or do I maybe sound choppy?
No, you're okay, but it just cuts out for, that's the second time it did it. It cut out and then you kind of come back choppy for a second and then I can hear you fine now.
Gotcha. Okay. And so you sprayed Roundup about two times a month for 7 years, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, so two times 12, that's a year, 24 times 7. So about 168 times in your lifetime, would you say that's accurate?
Yeah, sounds about right.
Okay. And you are you a citizen of the United States?
Yes.
Now, were you ever diagnosed with HIV, an autoimmune disease, hepatitis C, or hepatitis B?
No.
Were you ever diagnosed with arthritis or diabetes?
No.
Did you ever have an organ transplant, ever been diagnosed with Epstein-Barr or lupus?
No.
And did you have any other chemo regarding cancer, that's not the non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
No.
No. And is there any family history of cancer?
Not that I know of.
Now that you know of, okay.
Maybe distant.
But not immediate family.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay. And then, Brian, you spell your name Bryan, last name Ash, Ash.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. Could you go ahead and confirm your gender for me?
Male?
Perfect. And are you married?
No, divorced.
And are you a junior, senior, second, third?
No.
Nope. And now, what is your date of birth?
10/25/63.
Now for the social.
Three, three, two, one.
3321, last four.
Yep.
Okay, thank you. And then how would you say you learned about your first connection between Roundup and your injuries?
Well, I just started getting sick. I started having symptoms of like appetite loss and chest pains and, started having some weird stuff show up on my back, and so that's when I went and got checked out and found out.
Gotcha. What year was that? Was that this year or?
No, that was in 2011.
Gotcha. So you found out in 2011, kind of about everything. Okay. Gotcha. And now, how tall are you?
5'9",
5'9". And how much do you weigh?
163.
63. And what's the best email address for you?
You can say ash.bryan44@icloud.com.
Okay, your phone number 559-378-3200.
Yes.
Gotcha. Okay. 4 times a year. And when would you say you started to spray Roundup? When was your first time you actually sprayed Roundup?
Like 2004-ish, beginning in 2004.
Gotcha. When would you say you stopped?
Around a couple months before July of 2011, so I don't know,
Gotcha.
maybe May or so.
Gotcha. Okay. When you did use it, did you use like a hand spray? Was it like a backpack? How did you typically apply it?
It was a, like a 1 gallon spray
Spray
bottle.
bottle. Did you ever wear any protective
Well,
gear?
yeah. No,
No.
I wasn't aware that I needed to be protecting myself like that, no.
Gotcha. Not a lot of people, did, right? I mean, there was no warning label saying, hey, this can cause right cancer or anything like that. So, I mean, yeah, I've heard that a lot. So,
Yeah.
and now you only used Roundup in California.
Yes.
Gotcha. And now you sprayed it at home. You did spray it personally. Okay. 168. Did your property, is it near a water well? Did you ever get your water from a water well or was it city water?
It's city water.
City water. Have you ever been exposed to Agent Orange or benzene?
I'm sorry, what was that?
Have you ever been exposed to Agent Orange or benzene?
Oh, no.
No. Have you
Not that I
ever?
know of.
Not that you know of. Okay. And have you ever been exposed to any other herbicides?
Not that I know of, no.
Okay. And now the Roundup that you use, was it a concentrate? Was it a premix?
Yeah, I like to concentrate.
Concentrate. Gotcha. And do you have any bottles laying around, any receipts by chance, or no?
It's been so long, though, huh?
Gotcha, no
Yeah, I
worries.
got rid of that
Yeah, I mean that's normal. Yeah, that's normal. Just if you did,
stuff.
it'd be it might might help you a little bit, but that's fine. Where would you typically go to actually get the Roundup? Would you go to like Walmart, Home Depot, Lowe's?
Yeah, there was an Orchard Supply that was right around the corner from my house. I used to go there.
Did you say that was Orca Supply?
Orchard Supply Hardware. I don't think they're in business anymore, but yeah.
Gotcha, okay. Have you ever smoked?
Yes.
Okay. How many number of years have you smoked?
Oh, I smoked when I was younger, but I quit. It's
Gotcha.
been, oh, plus 20 plus years.
Would you say, I mean, it was like 4 years you smoked as a kid?
Less than that, probably.
Less than that. Okay. Like 2 years maybe.
Yeah, maybe a year.
Yeah. Okay. And are you currently employed?
Yes.
And who is your current employer?
RV country.
Harvey Country.
RV country, yes.
And then could I go ahead and get the address as well?
Just a second, let me get that for you. I'll have to look up. Think it's like 3633. Let me see here. It is 3633 South Maple in Fresno, California, 93725.
Three six three three South Maple in Reseda.
In Fresno.
Oh, Fresno. Gotcha. Okay. Sorry about that. Gotcha. Thank you for that. And what is your current job title?
Salesperson.
Salesperson. And have you lost any time at work because of surgeries or treatments?
Yeah, I mean, that's been in the past though, but yes.
Do you have any dates that you were unable to work, or maybe do you have how long you were out of work?
Well, for a couple of years, definitely while I was doing the chemo and the radiation. And it took me a couple of years to get going again, so at least 3 years.
At least 3 years. Okay. Wow. Long time. Sorry to hear that. Have you ever been in the
That's all right.
military?
It was a nice little break. No.
Man, now that you say that, I do kind of need a break myself. But man, 3 years, that's too long. That's too long. Let me ask you this, Brian.
Yeah, and to be going through all the other stuff, it was kind of hard.
Right. And then you kind of, it's not even like a break, with the chemo and everything that you got to do. So, man, but
That's right.
have you ever been involved in any other lawsuits?
No.
Nope. Have you ever filed disability or workers' compensation?
No.
Nope. And have you ever filed bankruptcy?
Yeah, a long time ago.
And
Long time ago.
has it been discharged?
Yeah.
Do you remember what year it was discharged?
Oh, let's see, it was like 2003 that I filed, so yeah, it was 2010-ish.
Okay. Do you remember what court the bankruptcy was on? Or was it
It was in
in
Fresno.
Fresno? Okay. No. And then besides any other minor traffic offenses, have you ever been convicted of a crime?
No.
And then could I go ahead and get the physician that diagnosed you? Do you remember the physician that diagnosed you?
Yeah, it was Dr. David Bryson.
Dr. Bryson. And do you have the address of the hospital or?
Hold on just a second. It was David, it was Bryson Cancer Care. I can get the address for you. Hold on just a second.
It's in Visalia.
Yes.
Gotcha. 5345 West Hillsdale Avenue.
Yep, that sounds right.
And now this
Yep,
was
5345.
This was the hospital that did everything from the diagnosis to the treatments and everything.
Yes.
Gotcha. And then, so your chemos, they were when you went through chemo and everything like that, that was all in 2011, correct?
Yeah, well, I mean, it went on for, a year or so, 10 months or something like that. So the chemo.
Gotcha, okay. And now, what is your property address?
Where I'm at right now, currently.
Correct. Yeah.
3214 South Avocado, California 93277.
That was in Visalia as well.
Yes,
Gotcha.
Visalia.
Visalia. And that's Tulare County.
Yes.
Perfect. And now we are just about done here. I do request an emergency contact. God forbid something happens to you. We want to make sure someone in your family receives the money. Who would you like to put down as your emergency contact?
You can put down Amanda St. Martin.
Okay, and the relationship.
It's a girlfriend for many years now, so
Gotcha. And do you have her phone number?
yes, it's 559-350-8656.
Is it okay if we contact her? And now that's only we can't get a hold of you for whatever reason.
Sure.
Alrighty. I do just want to verify some of this information here really quick before I send this up to the law firm. I do just want to reiterate we are on a recorded line for quality assurance purposes, and you do want to participate in the Roundup lawsuit, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And now you sprayed Roundup for about 7 years. You were diagnosed in July in 2011, and you were 47 at the time of your diagnosis. And there is medical records that exist at the hospital, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And now you did spray Roundup yourself. The property that you used it was 5225 West Dorothea Avenue in Visalia, California, 93277. See here, you were never diagnosed with any, hepatitis B, C, anything like that. You spell your name Bryan, last name Ash. You are a male. Your date of birth 10/25/1963. The last four of your social 3321. You are 5'9", 163 pounds. Your email address is ash.bryan44@icloud.com. See here, you used Roundup roughly 24 times a year. You started to use Roundup 2004, stopped in 2011. You sprayed it, at your home, residential. Did not live near a water well. Do not smoke, or yeah, you do not currently smoke. Never in the military. And now you were seen at the Bryson Cancer Care at the 5345 West Hillsdale Avenue, Visalia, California, 93291. And you were seen by Dr. Bryson. And now that was all roughly in 2011.
Yes.
And then your current property address now, 3214 South Avocado Street, Visalia, California, 93276.
That's 3124, I'm sorry.
3124, not the, okay, gotcha. See, we're a 3124
Yes, 3124.
South Avocado Street. Perfect. same zip code, everything like that. And then we do have Amanda here as your emergency contact if, God forbid, something were to happen to you. Did that all sound correct to you?
Yep, that sounds right.
All righty. Are you familiar with DocuSign?
Yes.
Perfect. I'm going to send you over a DocuSign now. This allows us to go ahead and get those medical records and everything like that from the hospital. And also basically allows us to get
Okay.
started. So you should have just gotten that text now.
We still haven't got the DocuSign message.
You haven't gotten it yet?
No. Did you send it to my phone number?
It's because I drafted it instead of sending it. Hold on, let me go ahead and actually send that. You should get it in 3, 2, 1. It's sending now. You should have just got it right now. So it's going to go to your
There we
text
go.
and your email. Yep, perfect.
Okay.
And then I'm also going to send you another text. Hey, save me in your.
Okay, I'm almost done here.
Phone. This is Harold King. And so the law firm you're going to be working with is Pulaski Law Firm. And so they're based out of Texas. And so how this process is kind of going to work is once I get these documents back, I'll be able to send this up to the law firm. The law firm will then take a look at it, make sure everything, is within their, guidelines. And then in that case, once they accept it, they'll be able to give you a call within, so the earliest would be 3 days, the latest would be 2 weeks. So within that time frame, they'll give you a call and basically verify this information one last time, make sure this is something you still want to go through with, and basically give you the rundown in depth of how, it's going to work. And so at that point,
Okay.
once you actually talk to the attorneys, you actually talk to the law firm. Then you'll actually, that's when they will be able to kind of get everything going and actually start to request medical records from the hospital and everything like that, okay?
Okay.
Do you, so I just got the documents back. Thank you for that. I'm going to go ahead and send them up right now. Do you have any questions, comments, concerns for me?
No.
Okay. You have my number. I'm also in
So far,
California.
so good.
Perfect. I'm in Orange County, California. It's a little southern California. So, We're in the same time zone.
Yeah, okay.
I'm here Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. So if you do ever have any questions, anything for me, you can always reach me, okay?
Okay, excellent. Thank you.
Of course. Well, I do appreciate it, Brian. You have a blessed rest of your day, okay?
You too. Thanks, man.
Thank you. Bye-bye.